Hey everybody, this is Chase Floyd. Today is April the 12th. It's a Wednesday, and I just wanted to give an in-season update on what I've been getting calls about and action plans moving forward. First off, kind of in the more northern region, some of our more northern rice fields are getting calls about rice stalk borer. What I can say with that is, you know, they're at a level that's higher than what I've seen since I've been here. But what I can say is throwing any money at it at this point is a revenge spray. You're going to have little success trying to kill those larvae that are in the stalk with any sort of insecticide. And, you know, on headed rice, you're insecticide options are limited. So that moving forward, if you are having some rice stalk borer issues, looking at a diamide seed treatment, whether that be Dermacor or Fertenza moving into 27 is going to be the recommended suggestion. There is some options about using Corintran, Illaprol over the top, but we, I believe, are way past that window. I think it's like a half inch internode is like the last time that you can make an application for that product. So I will say this, I highly doubt at the levels that I've seen, even though they are elevated than normal, more elevated than normal, you're rarely going to be able to see a difference there on the monitor when you're cutting it. If you go out there and you sample a section and count how many heads are there in that said space versus how many are blank, you're going to see it's a very, very low number, and you're probably not going to see much difference there once we start cutting and pulling the boards and you know, getting towards the end of the year. So a more aggressive insecticide seed treatment, if you're seeing that going into 27, would be best. And some stubble management would probably not hurt you in the fall, whether you're burning it off or whatever plan that you have. Eliminating some of that stubble is gonna help get some airflow into some of those stalks where they can't overwinter. Let that northern Missouri cool air do and kill some of these insects off. No indications of rice delphacid. We've been sampling throughout the state and haven't found any yet. Seems like they're pretty limited this year. Maybe that was due to some colder weather that we had. They're not moving through the state of Arkansas like they were last year, which is a good sign for us because we're really, really close to the finish line in terms of rice. To finish up with rice kind of for the year, if you've got any questions or concerns in terms of insect control moving into 2027, you know, please feel free to call me and we can walk through any decision making that you may have to make for 2027 if you've had some rice insect pests that you're concerned about. Let's move into plant bugs. We're getting to the end of the line here for cotton as well, which is a good thing. We've got a lot of cotton blooming out the top, and we've got a majority of the cotton getting close to that node above white flower 5. What I want to say about that is, you know, some published data from my counterparts in the southern states is they're recommending termination for tarnished plant bug be node above white flower 5 plus 350 degree days. What I can say about that is I've replicated those studies over the past 3 years, and what I was able to see is, you know, with us, I think we're able to terminate a little bit earlier, maybe note above white flower 5 plus 3 to 4 days, maybe a day or two early. Why I say that is, you know, we're getting really close to that last effective bloom date. You know, the general rule has been August 15th. Dr. Wilson, when he was here, always said he felt like the 20th was more realistic. We still had enough time to get some of those bowls developed. But why I say note above white flower 5 plus 3 to 4 days is I just feel like there's some of that stuff in the top we're not going to get anyway. So why throw unnecessary money at it if we're not going to get it to a stage where we can pick it anyway, just let them have it and quit throwing money at it. I do want to say when we get to that level on that last effective cutoff date is I would really like to be sub-threshold at that point. It's a weird plant bug flight this year. They came in really late, had some weird hatches. It's been really kind of difficult to track. They've kind of trended over the 3 years prior I've been here, seeing that initial nymph spike right around the 4th of July and then seeing another one probably late June, maybe early August. We didn't see that this year. We didn't have an influx of nymphs really come in until about 10 days later than normal. And we're still seeing a couple hatch outs here and there. So we are getting to the end where we shouldn't be seeing any more waves of plant bugs, hopefully. But just make the point, sub-threshold when we get to that cutoff date is going to be the most beneficial. And it is the 12th, so we are getting really close to that effective bloom date as well. So just something to consider moving forward. And then lastly, I just want to hit on some beans, especially down south. We are getting a lot of calls, some massive worm flights, probably more bollworms than I've seen in the boot heel since I've been here. I think it has to do with us getting warm early, lots of rain, keeping those weeds in the ditches alive, keeping them prosperous, and it's been giving us a pretty good green bridge for our pests to take off. What I would say with the beans is if you have any questions on bollworms and beans, I have not put anything out yet on the Missouri side of things. We are working on that right now, but we did a lot of work when I was in grad school with the Mid-South entomologists, and they have created a dynamic threshold that all the states use for bollworms. And so if you would like that image, so that you can use that to reference your decision-making, please feel free to send me a text and I'll send it to you, no problem. But what it does is based on the soybean commodity price and what the cost of the application is, it will tell you how many bollworms you need to be finding in the net or on the drop cloth to be able to justify how much money you're going to spray. And I would want to say this, you know, the best AI for bollworms is definitely going to be chlorantraniliprole, one of those diamides. I just have been really pushing hard. At minimum, we want an equivalent to the Prevathon 14 ounces at a minimum. So what that's going to be is the 1.2 ounces of Vanacor or that 7.2 ounce rate of Besiege. And so we just really want to make sure that we've got at least that 14-ounce Prevathon equivalent out there to make sure that we are hammering those worms and getting them out of the crop as quick as we can so we can start desiccating and moving on and filling pods and all that good stuff and start this harvest on the right foot. Corn is browning down really, really quick. I'm sure plenty is already being cut. My stuff on the station is getting really close to being cut. And overall, haven't seen a lot in peanuts this year. We were having some late season lesser corn stalk borer. We need to keep watching that as we've hit this little dry spell that we've had over the past couple weeks and what it looks like in the forecast moving forward. Those hot, dry environments are where those lesser corn stalk borers are going to move pretty heavily. We do not want them getting in the pods and feeding on those nuts. So just something to be on the lookout for while we're dealing with this hot spell. Lastly, I just want to say for those of you that came out to the field day on Friday, we really appreciate it. It was a good time. We had a lot of good questions, especially about the new molecule Vertinto and how we're going to manage that. That also gives us a lot of information on what we need to be looking at as Mid-South entomologists, as well as Syngenta as a company as a whole, things we need to be focusing on to answer questions for y'all moving forward. So all that input is very, very appreciative to us. And again, we appreciate the support of y'all coming out and spending a day. It was hot. So those who showed up, we really, really appreciate the support. And lastly, I just want to say the last thing to put on your calendar next week, August 18th, will be the Rice Field Day, where it'll be at the Rice Farm, you know, out there in Glennonville. And it's a really good time and really informational. We've got some good speakers. If you haven't met our new weed scientist and our new precision ag specialist, they will be there presenting. It'll be a good time to meet them as well. So, that said, you know, we're getting really close to the finish line, and like Gus always used to tell me, is when I start getting calls about food plots, I know that we're getting really close to the end. So I have been getting some calls about food plots and how to manage some army worms and things like that in food plots. So we're almost there. Let's finish this crop strong and let's have a good year, and then we can start making some prep work going into 2027 to be as successful as we can be. As always, thank you for letting me serve y'all, the growers and stakeholders of Missouri. You make this job entirely worth it, communicating and having those relationships with y'all. And I just always want you to know that there's somebody here that is here to help you with any management decisions you have making forward. And all you got to do is pick up the phone and call me, and I'll be glad to help. My phone number is 901-493-2377. And just give me a call and I can walk you through any questions you have. And again, thank you again for letting me serve you. I really appreciate it.
Always read and follow label instructions. Some products may not be registered for sale or use in all states or counties. Please check with your local extension service to ensure registration status. Besiege is a restricted use pesticide.